مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to our spiritual breakfast. الحمد لله الذي أقالنا يومنا هذا ولم يهلكنا بذنوبنا. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم, فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه, وأعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك, فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. We welcome you to this morning program, and the date today is the 9th of Ramadan 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 20th of March 2024. So the 9th of Ramadan, and 9 days has passed. I need to introspect, you need to introspect, almost completion of 10 days, the 10 days of mercy, as they say. And how is it? How have I performed in these past 10 days? Self-introspection, self-determination, was there or not? When you introspecting, do you find that you were determined? Did you really, really focus yourself? Or can there be improvements? Sometimes you will find that you start off with a bang and you're really, really moving towards it. But because of certain short-sightedness in the plans or in your vision, you overpushed yourself, and then now you are facing, you've already burnt out your body. That is why a balance is stressed. Balance is stressed in the Sharia. Because once you have a balance, your thoughts, your mindset, your positivity also stays intact. But when you do not have this balance, and you do not allow room to recoup, then what happens? You fall further down. I will share with you one tip which comes to mind. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward our Honorable Ustad. And he taught us, Karim Mubin Saab, he taught us that, look, it was in the earlier years, he said, look, when you're studying, so you have a subject like Nahwa, grammar, and it's really, you need to focus, and you need a lot of, it's going to take a lot of your energy. And then you have another subject that is much lighter. So merge the two in 1 hour. So in one, say 45 minutes, you do the hard subject, 15 minutes, you do an easy subject. Like this, psychologically, you have programmed yourself, and it will keep you motivated then to go forward. So you're killing two birds with one stone, and you're moving forward in this preparations for exams, for example. So like this, apply this in our minds, apply this in our daily lives. You have difficult tasks, so merge it with some easy tasks, so that a difficult and an easy task can get done side by side. So you want to accomplish a lot. So I'll share with you this also. See, the other day I went to someone's house, and on the fridge it had the calendar, Ramadan calendar, and it had all the days. So first day scratched out. I think it was the fifth day, the day I went there. So first day scratched out, second day scratched out, third day scratched out, fourth day scratched out. So you have a goal in place. When my honorable brother used to teach me maths, he's a master in maths. So he used to give me tuition. So he used to say to me that, look, you've got this. You want to accomplish this tonight. So write it down. This chapter, this chapter, this chapter, this chapter. As soon as you're done with that chapter, scratch it out. Because psychologically, you'll feel motivated to go to the next chapter. Psychologically, you'll feel motivated to go to the next chapter. If you look at this, just to focus a little bit on the Quran Sharif, Surah. Surah means a stage, a level. And the ulama have mentioned that as you read one surah, you're going up and up and up. Next surah, next surah, next surah. So this is one explanation which has been given. And it is a sort of a, it's building blocks. One surah, next surah, next surah, next surah of a bigger picture, the Quran Sharif. So if you already just pondered, the Quran Sharif, remember, the surah names, if you'll see in Al-Itqan by Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, it is mentioned there in Al-Itqan by Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, that these names of the surahs, it is mentioned, it is named by Allah Azza wa Jal himself. The Quran Sharif, the surah names has been mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jal himself, has been named by Allah Azza wa Jal. And why not? It's his book. And why not? Because it's his kitab, his kalam, kalamullah. This is Allah's speech. That is why we say that the Quran Sharif is not created. It's not. We're not speaking about the Mus'haf, that the kitab itself that you hold in your hands. We're speaking about the text. The words is not created. This is Allah Azza wa Jal's speech. Allah Azza wa Jal's speech. So, it is Al-Qadim. Just, we have that belief that Allah Azza wa Jal, there's no time frame for Allah Azza wa Jal. He was, He is, He will always be. There's no Allah, no. We can't even go in that direction. His creation came into existence, but He was always in existence. There's, like this, we believe the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal's kalam was always. It was as always. We cannot even say, a person cannot say, it is as old as. No. Then you are fabricating upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, if you're saying old, that means old also has a certain point. When it was young or when it was earlier stages. But when it comes to our belief, this is major, major important aspects. Because direct attacks are upon your aqidah. Before it used to be about Shafi, Hanafi, you know. But it never used to go out of hand. It was controlled. That differences of opinion is allowed in the Sharia. But now it's not that. It's not those differences. They seek to purport those differences as permissible, acceptable, whereas there is no scope for those. It's not a difference of opinion. It's haram or it's permissible, one of the two. They will justify, they will use certain aspects, history, manipulate it, twist it according to their agenda, according to their propaganda. And what is that? They wish to twist the words and make it seem like everything is permissible, like to go stand in a church or to go and pray with other religions. And they will say, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did never ever said, okay, you pray and I pray. And like this we pray together. That is the whole purpose of Surah Al-Kafirun. They wanted this. One day you pray, one day we pray. Like this we merge. Like this we have peace. Peace is based on Allah Azza wa Jal's remembrance. Once you remove, you want to take Allah Azza wa Jal out of the equation, there can be no peace. Do not speak of peace treaties. Peace treaties, this is some temporary motive for some objective, but it's never ever for a everlasting, okay, you remain on your religion, I remain on my religion. And like this, we merge together, we pray together. That can never ever be. Just the fact that you have given up your beliefs and your confidence in your deen, and you've built that inferiority complex. That is why now you feel the need that you need to merge with different religions. So that is just on the side note. But if you look at it, I was saying to you, Kalamullah, the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the speech of Allah. It is Al-Qadim. Al-Qadim, you don't translate as old. No. Old in English is not, if you're going to try use the word old, that means it was young. You can't say old. It was, it is, and it will always be. You can't fathom, understand. You can't even understand if you pass away as a martyr in your own qabr if you are alive. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, Allah Azza wa Jal says. You cannot fathom, understand, comprehend this. So that is why our beliefs are important with regards to all these aspects. So the surah names, people are in doubt, but these were named by Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to it in certain ahadith. If you see, اقرأوا ياسين على موتاكم. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said this, that read Surah Yasin upon your deceased. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned this. Read Surah Yasin upon your deceased. So what must we do? We have to bring iman and strengthen this iman and make sure that our belief structure is totally 100%. Because once your belief structure is falling apart, that means that there's no more Jannah for you. If you hold the belief to say that, okay, today I can go to their church, I can relax, enjoy with them, that inner happiness with that whole scene and setting environment already is problematic. You have to have that ghayra. Ghayra means that it's sort of like an immunity which draws you away, and you have so much of hatred for it. You drive past that church and you see that cross. Your pain goes out to those people who have been so brainwashed. But at the same time, you're not going to have that soft spot and that feeling to want to go and stand in there. This is where we draw the line. Yes, you will not. You will not. Islam does not promote that you go and demolish their structures. No, that's not what Islam promotes. You leave them to do, but inside of your heart, you wish that they can also come onto Iman, and you do not wish to go into their circles. This is where that strength, you see, that Imani Taqat comes in. But unfortunately, we have, our gaze is constantly upon the West. Our gaze is constantly on the kuffar and what their promotions are, what their progression is, what their accomplishments are. And then we want to juxtapose, we want to compare and see, okay, no, maybe we also need to do this here. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal is clear, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, in tuti'u alladhina kafaru. So ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, you'll see when you are speaking of Makki Madani yesterday, last night, between the period of 8:30 and 7 and 7:50, we were speaking about this Makki Madani, how to differentiate. So we said to you there that one of the ways to differentiate, if a verse is Makki, if a verse is Madani, the Meccan verse will have Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O mankind, addressing people. And when it comes to Madani, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, O people of Iman. So people, what they tend to do is they want to compile a compilation of only the surahs of the Meccan surahs. Why? Because in those Meccan surahs, there's no talk of jihad. Another way to identify whether a verse or surah is Makki or Madani is to see whether, if it's got jihad in it, then it's Madani. If it doesn't have jihad in it, then it's Makki. It's Makki. So why would they, what's their objective then of just compiling a kitab with only the Meccan surahs, eliminating the Madani surahs? They think we're blind. They change, then they change, then they change, then they change. But they don't realize all these changes that they are making is just leaving a stain on their reputation. So when you get to understanding that they want to eliminate jihad, that is why. Eliminate jihad. Then you ask them, but why? No, later we were going to do it. We were also going to think of putting all the Madani surahs together. Really? Is that true? Whereas we've got your statement too, where you've uttered clear words of kufr, where you say that no, jihad and this instruction for jihad was only for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are lies. These are propaganda. These are brutal fabrications. What are you saying? When you say this here, have you not pondered? Allah azza wa jal speaks and mentions to you, Kutiba alaykumul kital. Allah azza wa jal says, fighting has been prescribed upon you. Fighting has been prescribed upon you. So when fighting has been prescribed upon you, then how is it such that you say, look, turn to verse 216, Surah Al-Baqarah. Most of us already read Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm speaking on behalf of most of us, right? Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks, if not, we have to then press that accelerator. Race towards good actions, O believers. Kutiba alaykumul qital, verse 216, chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Fa'idha qara'ta al-Qur'an, fa'sta'idh billahi minash shaitani rajim. Verse 98 of Surah Al-Nahl, chapter number 16. When you read the Qur'an Sharif, when you read the Quran, then seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed. So how do we know how to then seek refuge? Because if you turn to Surah An-Nas, you turn to Surah Al-Falaq, then what is it? Allah Azza wa Jal instructs Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ say أَعُوذُ, that word أَعُوذُ. And then you take that word أَعُوذُ, and then A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Going back to that verse of verse number 98 of Surah An-Nahl, chapter number 16. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ. This is an instruction. You seek refuge. So you're not going to say إِسْتَعِذْ billah. You're going to say A'udhu billah. And then إِسْتَعِذْ billah minash shaitani rajim. That continues. So you'd say A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. A point of note, you're going to recite Allah's Kalam, that which is Allah's Kalam. Yet He is telling you, O believer, that you need to seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed, even when you're reading that which is ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, this book in which there's absolutely no doubt in. Yet still, you have to seek refuge with Allah from Satan the accursed, because Shaitan, he is cunning. He will make, and this is what he does. When you see all the deviated sex groups, what do? They use the Quranic verses. They twist it. They use it according to their desires. But Allah Azza wa Jal always uses others to expose them. You cannot play with Allah Azza wa Jal's kalam. So what they say? They say no. This year is something. They say no. This was something that was for previous. It was for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are brutal lies that have been given. And this cannot be tolerated. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us, put us onto the straight path, the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Here is it, here is the statement. You can hear it for yourself.
Fight them wherever they are. When Allah mentions verses that we read tonight regarding the Battle of Badr and the Battle of Uhud and various other battles that took place, remember these verses are not instructions for me and you today. They are records of history that are mentioned in the Quran, whereby we can learn examples from. The Quran has verses of history where history is recorded. They translate it as though those are commands for me and you. Nay, they are not commands. When Allah says, fight those who have fought you, He has addressed it to those people at the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, Islam is full of peace. It means peace. It stands for peace. And it will only teach and preach peace. So the verses we have read today, they applied at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they definitely serve as a lesson for all of us. But let's not misunderstand. A non-Muslim shows you the Quran and says, you know, look at these verses. They are telling you, go and fight the kuffar. No, those verses are addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those people at that time. And I hope and I pray that everyone here has a clear mind that Islam is definitely only that which promotes peace.
So you've heard the statement. Now let's look at the verses of the Quran Sharif. You reject jihad, let's say it from the onset. If you reject jihad, that means you reject a major portion of the Sharia. You are out of the fold of Islam should you reject jihad. So this is vital. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about it, fighting. Jihad, you get it in the meaning of qital. You get jihad in the meaning of exerting oneself. So in these verses, you see Allah Azza wa Jal is speaking specifically. And if you see verse 216, as we said to you, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, Kutiba alaykum al-qital. Fighting has been enjoined upon you. It's been prescribed upon you. Wa huwa kurhul lakum. And while you dislike it, it's difficult for you, it's hard on you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. And it could be that sometimes you dislike something. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But it's good for you. Look at this principle of the Quran Sharif. Beautiful. You see, apply this year to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes our nafs, our desires, or sometimes it is the influence in our circles, schools, everywhere, that is planting all these seeds of evil, that we are not then able to respond to the true call, to the true commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. We're supposed to have the mindset of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was Abul Anbiya. When you speak of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, you say Abul Bashar. When you speak of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you say Abul Anbiya. A whole chapter that is dedicated, or the name at least, dedicated to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is chapter number 14. The father of the prophets, spiritual father of the prophets, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, what was his? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his sustainer said to him, أَسْلِمْ, submit, what did he say? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I submit to the sustainer of the universe. I submit to the sustainer of the worlds. Clear cut, no ifs, buts, questions, nothing, put aside. Submissive mindset towards Allah Azza wa Jal. This is, look at this here. This verse 216. It has major, major lessons for us, O believers. While the injunction that is mentioned is jihad, but the principle here is applicable to all the laws of Sharia, if you think about it. It's general, the principle is general. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but it's good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you love something, you want something, but it's bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ. Allah knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And you do not know. You do not understand. So the Sharia has been prescribed upon us. Fighting is amongst those injunctions, which is very specific in this verse. Kutiba alaykumul al-kital. Fighting has been prescribed upon you. You can't deny this and say, no, this was for that time only. You reject this, you're out of the fold of Islam. It is 100% important for us to have the correct beliefs, because if we do not refute this, and Allah forbid, one of us fall into the traps that we feel that this is fine to have such a belief, to hold such a belief, then you are out of the fold of Islam. Understand that well. You've rejected verses of the Quran Sharif. Fighting has been prescribed upon you. Now, let's just look at it from this angle. Kutiba alaykumul qital. Fighting has been prescribed upon you. Let's look at a verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah. You turn to, just go a little bit up, go to verse 183, where we see fasting has been prescribed. What were the words there? So Allah Azza wa Jal in this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O people of Iman, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. Fasting has been prescribed upon you. So look. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَالِ. Fighting has been prescribed upon you there. Verse 216, Surah Al-Baqarah. Come and see this verse 183. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ. Fasting has been prescribed upon you. So just to put this into context. If you're going to say that fighting was prescribed only for Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's era and not after that, then are you going to say the same about fasting? Are you going to say the same about fasting? Look at the short-sightedness in these statements. Allah protect us. احفظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, protect the injunctions. Protect Allah doesn't mean you can't protect Allah. He's Al-Hafiz. You can't protect Allah. What it means is protect the commands of Allah and He will protect you. So, like this, a person who rejects this, you are playing with wildfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Give the speaker the understanding that this year cannot be acceptable. Give the speaker the understanding, the one who made these claims I'm referring to, the understanding that that cannot be, and may he release a retraction to save the beliefs of this ummah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us all. We don't know when we are going to fall. So, what dua must we be reading? رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُوكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. This dua we have to recite in abundance. And make it a point that you read Surah Al-Kahf. At least read the first 10 verses. If you cannot, the first 3 verses, narration of Tirmidhi, whoever recites the first 3 verses, he will also be protected from the fitna of Dajjal. So what we said? First 3. every day. Try to make it part of your stipulated actions which you're going to do. Better first 10 verses, last 10 verses, and better to read the whole of Suratul Kahf. And if you're going to choose 3 verses every day, make it a definite point, at least on the day of Jumu'ah, that you recite the entire Suratul Kahf. This is for protection of our iman. Give out sadaqah, O believers, and give out sadaqah to say that I appreciate, Ya Allah, that you've made me a mu'min, you've made me a believer. If you look at the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Kitabu Bad'il Wahi, and you go and you see amongst the first few ahadith there, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the month of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in general, he was the most generous. When it used to come to the month of Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come. He would excel in his generosity. Already so generous. But when it came to this, where Quran Sharif, Jibreel alayhi salam, his generosity increased. So, what lesson can you and I take from this? We have the Quran Sharif, we have Islam, we have all this beauty. Go and speak to those people who are in different countries. Our brothers who went to Ireland. Family members who went to Ireland, they reporting back and say some people don't even know how to perform witr salah. Witr salah. They don't know how to perform. So the masjid is Ramadan, but there's no atmosphere for Ramadan. And now they're realizing, and they are also trying their utmost best. They try with ta'aleem, getting the people there. You learn to appreciate your iman. So give out that sadaqah. Express that gratitude for the Quran Sharif, for being in this month. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. Express gratitude that we have this mahol, this environment, and we are able to listen, recite the Quran Sharif. We are allowed, we spoil for choice. Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for our shortcomings, and Allah Azza wa Jal accept us and give us and our progeny and those around us, surrounding us, high levels of iman, so that we all may work together to demolish batil.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.